open session. Mr. Kiernan, could you give us your report, please?
Yes, can you hear me?
There it goes.
Yes, we went into closed session 11:30, came out at 12:23 with regard to item 12D, which is Klepp versus Siskiyou County. Supervisor Chris made the motion, Supervisor Kopsev seconded it, and we approved 5-0 to hire counsel to represent the county defending that suit. With regard to item 13A, which is John Doe versus Humboldt County, the motion was made by Supervisor Kopsev and seconded by Supervisor Hopp and approved by the board 5-0. To enter into a joint defense agreement with outside counsel to defend that suit. That's all reportable action.
Board and staff reports. Anything from staff?
Nothing to report.
Supervisor Chris?
Skip over me right now.
Supervisor Ogren?
Nothing to report.
Supervisor Howe?
Supervisor Kostoff and I had a pretty good coordination meeting with Fish and Game again last week.
Attended the Family Farm Alliance conference in Reno. Water was talked about, so it was a great conference. For those of you who know, Supervisor Valenzuela was there as well, and so was Ms. Nielsen. So it was, it's almost the equivalent of going to D.C. when it comes to water because of who they have in on their panels and the ability to converse with some of the agencies. So.
Do you want to talk about how we got snowed in?
No. Yeah. Had to lean over another night.
They closed the airport and everything.
Yeah. For Reno.
So I was down in Sacramento. Supervisor Chris, go ahead.
I was in Sacramento and then also
for
CSAC Board of Directors.
Thank you.
Down there in Sacramento. And then you got it? Yeah.
Okay. So I was down in Sacramento also. I was there for two meetings. One was the CSAC Board of Directors. Thank you, Supervisor Chris, for stepping in for the morning session. I was there for the afternoon session, particularly revolving around homelessness, which is a big issue, predominantly for the urban counties, but you know, for us, it's always been a workforce, you know, housing type thing. But the predominant reason I was down there was the Sierra Nevada Conservancy. I was sworn in as a board member for the Conservancy. I will tell you this. For the short time we've been in there, they approved two projects, one in the Nashasta and one in the Medicine Lake. We're over $5 billion that have come into this county because of that. So I want to publicly thank Laurel Harkness for, one, initiating that, but further initiating the final expansion piece to that.
Yeah.
I spoke to Assemblywoman Dolly, Senator Dolly, at the reception. Did not get to speak about the expansion, but just told her how much I appreciate your support on that. And with that, Wendy, you are adjourned.
Sounds good.